Love and the Gods. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1870. The Duke of Sherborne finished dressing and then called out to his valet. "Did you remember to tell the grooms I wanted to drive my new team of horses today, Jenkins?"
"They'll be round as soon as your grace is finished breakfast," the valet replied.
"I am looking forward to trying them out. When I bought them from their previous owner, he told me that they were the fastest team he had ever handled." Jenkins, who was used to the Duke talking to him while he was dressing, merely nodded. He knew that his master was noted as one of the best drivers in London, and that his stables were filled with horses that were the envy of every man.
"I suppose I'm dining out tonight, Jenkins?" the Duke inquired.
"Yes, Your Grace."
Jenkins walked towards the writing table that stood in the corner of the Duke's bedroom and glanced down at the book lying open on it. He knew only too well that his master would forget the engagements he had every night, and therefore he was always ready to answer this question by looking in the diary before he called the Duke.
"Tonight Your Grace be dining out at Marlborough House with His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales."
"Ah, indeed I am. It's a most important occasion, as he wants me to meet some new friends who have just arrived in London."
He turned round to face Jenkins.
"Oh, for goodness sake, Jenkins, see that I'm on time, and don't forget the present I have for the Princess, whose birthday it is tomorrow.
It be packed up and ready for Your Grace. Mr. Simmons bought the coloured paper Your Grace wished it to be wrapped in."
Mr. Simmons was the Duke's private secretary, and he was adept at carrying out punctiliously any order given to him. The Duke seemed satisfied and walked towards the door, and Jenkins hurried after him to make sure he had put a handkerchief in his coat pocket. To his relief, he saw he had not forgotten, and it was just peeping out at the top. The Duke walked down the corridor towards the top of the staircase. Sherborne House was one of the largest and most prestigious houses in Park Lane. Everyone who served His Grace was well aware that once the horses were seen waiting outside with his new and up-to-date chaise, a small crowd would invariably gather to watch him drive off. It was not surprising that people were interested. The footmen rolling down the red carpet over the steps from the front door were wearing the full Sherborne livery. It was not only stylish, but very colourful. The butler was waiting at the top of the steps to see the Duke off, and he was naturally smarter than any servant in real life or on the stage. The Duke himself was a hero to every man who was keen on racing, as his horses regularly won the classic races. He therefore had the admiration and respect of the crowds whenever he appeared on a racecourse. Now, two more passers-by joined the small crowd that had collected outside the house as soon as the horses and the Duke's chaise drove into view. They had almost instinctively stopped to admire the thoroughbreds, and they knew their owner would appear in a few minutes. In Hyde Park, which the Duke's house faced, there were already people walking across from under the trees, as they wanted to see what was happening on the other side of the road. When the Duke appeared in the doorway, a murmur came from the lips of those waiting. The women, if they dared, would have applauded his appearance. He certainly looked exceedingly smart, and he was undoubtedly one of the most handsome men they had ever seen. His dark, almost black hair was brushed back from a square forehead, and his features were classical. At the same time, he had a smile that most women found irresistible. Holding his tall hat in his right hand that had just been given to him by one of the footmen, he stood gazing at his horses. He was thinking that they were the best buy he had ever made, all pitch black except for a white star on their foreheads and a faint touch of white on their back fetlocks. They were not only unusual, but magnificent. The Duke put on his hat and started to walk down the steps. As he did so, the crowd pressed themselves even closer against the gold-tipped railings, and the children put their hands through them to point at the horses. They were waiting there as excited and expectant as their elders to see the team drive off. Without hurrying, the Duke seated himself in the driving seat and picked up.